This recording is for the meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education held on Wednesday, April 7th, 2010 at Castledale Elementary School, beginning at 7 p.m.
Welcome you, and this is board meeting. We're happy to be at Castledale Elementary. Appreciate the privilege to be here. And we have all board members here, and Superintendent Pritchard and Business Administrator Mr. Black. And so we will begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you all stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have an exciting thing. The first is the board meeting today, so we have a special recognition award, and this goes to Catherine Monfetti, and I'm so excited. Let me just tell you a little bit about Catherine. The School District Administration Board of Education would like to recognize Catherine Monfetti for her dedicated and outstanding service as a computer lab educational assistant serving the students in the Emory County School District. And this is what her nomination letter includes. Mrs. Monfetti is kind, patient, and gentle friend, an example to all the kids and staff. She started her career with the district as a teacher's aide 21 years ago, and when the opportunity to work with students and computers came along, she made the move to become the computer lab manager for Castledale Elementary School. Mrs. Monfetti takes advantage of many training opportunities and always brings back skills to share and teach. She not only helps students with keyboarding skills, she also helps them strengthen their academic proficiency. She assists teachers and other staff members in using computer technology to enhance learning. She helps students, teachers, and other faculty members to use PowerPoint technology, develop slideshows, and to use the internet. Mrs. Monfetti is well respected by the students, faculty, and parents associated with our school and is a great asset to Castledale Elementary and to the school district. We are fortunate to have her as a support staff employee, and we would just like to thank, as a board, thank Catherine for her many hours. I was thinking about this, and you think about how important it is for students to have keyboarding techniques. That's something that they use their whole life. If they don't get it, they're picking and poking at that keyboard. So thank you, Catherine. Come on up. We want to give you this.
We need to get around there so that Mr. Worthing can get a picture on Catherine's camera. Come right across here and shake hands, Catherine. Mike, would you like equal time after to refute any of that? Kind gentleman.
Thank you.
How you doing? Good. We appreciate you.
Everything there is true. There's people from the community come up to get help from her. And that's just for you.
Oh,
a great
too.
Asset.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And you're welcome to stay, or we won't let you. As a reward, we'll let you go if you want. Thank you, Catherine.
Now, Ralph said when we walked in, there was only two bunnies up there.
Okay. We will go ahead and have the first item, which the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes from March 2010 meeting. Are there any questions about those that haven't been resolved? Then we'll have a motion is in order.
I would make a motion that we accept them as we receive them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have personnel action names for approval.
Yes, Mr. Davis and Emory High has recommended a couple of names for approval after quite extensive search that he's been conducting. I'd like to present the names of Doug Newcomb to as wrestling coach at Emory High School. Our wrestling coach, Buck Taylor, decided that it was a little too much for him and interfered with his work schedule, and we've appreciated the work that he's done, but recommend that Doug take that on. We do allow our assistant principal to coach one sport, and so Larry has recommended him. And also Heather Stilson as drill team advisor. Heather has been working with the drill team, assisting there, and we have been advertising that, and Mr. Davis would like to recommend her as a drill team advisor, who will probably still continue to look for those for some to assist her and help her with that. But I would present those names to the board for approval.
Okay. Is there any discussion on those names? Okay. Do you have a motion for that?
I move that we approve them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have a request to remodel the faculty room at Canyon View Junior High School. There you are.
Thank you. I think that you have a little handout that hopefully some idea.
Yeah.
Part of the capital outlay request this year, we did request to remodel the office of Canyon View Junior High. This is separate from that. That request was turned down, but this is a separate item. Basically, our faculty, kind of our faculty lounge area, I guess, where the teachers eat lunch, is just a few feet away from the men's and women's bathroom. And so what we want to do is just continue.
Is that a problem?
Well, I'll invite all of you to come to lunch tomorrow. You can decide if it's a problem. But what we want to do is just kind of, there's a hallway leading back to where our faculty lounge is, and we want to just construct a wall, just continue the wall where the hallway is, and then we will knock out a wall in the counseling office and just kind of create a separate kind of a faculty lounge, and then also with a little conference room. There is occasions when we do have parents there and students in DCFS or different groups that come there. It's not very often, but it would be nicer to have a little bit of room for that as well. So I guess if you have any questions,
I have a question. Does that interfere with the counseling room?
Well, we're going to move the counselor's office. It'll either go into, there's a classroom that's just kind of kitty corner from our office right now that's not being used, and we'll either put the counselor in there, or there are two closets by our science room, by Mr. Planey's room, and I don't know if that helps you at all or not,
mm-hmm.
but it's down one of our hallways, and we could knock out a wall there and make the counselor's office there. So we do have a couple of options there.
Okay.
The design of both of those junior high schools with those restrooms is extremely awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is.
Literally embarrassing, so I'm not making necessarily judgment on the counselor office part, but the other wall, which if you do put that wall up, you would need another way to access that and to move through, but it really is kind of awkward at the way it's set up now, and I don't know how Santa Fe would even look at that, if that's an option for them, but I personally think it's a good idea.
I guess the maintenance crew could do this, right?
We did bring this up when we were doing capital outlay and thought it was a good idea, but with the number of projects maintenance already had, we felt that maybe it was something to put off a year
and then he talked to me about moving to school, moving to the school.
They have the expertise to do it.
So it would not be a maintenance.
I went down and looked at it and realized this is a good idea. I think it's something that needs to be done. I would move that to approve it unless there are other questions.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
We'll come over and see it when it's all done.
Yes.
You invite everybody over to use the restroom, huh?
You can come over and have lunch.
Go ahead and have the principal's report, Mr. Worthen, if you have that.
No, they should come and our school. You've got to be honest, twice in 1 year, pretty much. Anyway, this is a master plan. Has been getting her administrative and she's been over here on Wednesday afternoon when Huntington has early office. She's been coming over here every Wednesday. Been pretty nice to have her here and knock some ideas off and just share with her. So I welcome her here and thank her for
and that. I apologize for not doing that. I should have done that
too. We have faculty that works well together.
You belong here.
We have teachers. You know, every new teacher is assigned a mentor. But not always do the mentors relate well because of difference in age. And with the small faculty, you can only assign so many mentors to so many new teachers. So even though we have a mentor for each teacher that, you know, we're required to have that, the rest of the faculty really chips in and does a great job helping these new teachers. Mrs. Longdell is new to our school this year, new to the district. I think she taught in Cleveland for half a day for half a year. And she had never seen a center. When she did her student teaching, she student taught under a teacher that didn't use center. And between Mrs. Tuttle and Mrs. Dawes, she is now using centers regularly, and it's just it's fun to see not just the growth in her, but also the way the faculty comes together to help. And so I just want you to know that we do have a great faculty that shares ideas and helps one another.
So maybe you're going to recommend it to you and your teachers at your school now. Since you don't have enough mentors in the school.
No. We've been holding jobs to be in our school for, 30 years. We've got a teacher who's been here 30 years and been holding it as long as she's been here. In that 30 years, we've had three. In order to qualify for the state, the school winner has to take a written test. And it's not an easy test. I don't think I could get it from close to that. Anyway, in 30-some years, we've had three from our school that have passed the written test and been able to advance to the state level. We have one of them is this year. Derek Anderson will be going to the state geography competition on Friday. I think he will be going. So that's quite an accomplishment. And, a school has a lot of fun learning activities that's going on, and you can just look around here and see working on percent and these many means that stuff. They have to measure themselves and then they draw a picture of themselves to scale, half scale. And some of them they're pretty close. Others you wonder, but if you take it, you measure it, and they're not that far off. A little bit out of proportion, some of the necks are a little bit longer, but in all reality, they do a pretty good job measuring themselves and then scaling it down, putting it on a piece of paper, and then they get to personalize it. Down in sixth grade hall, there's a lot of paper displays, flags and stuff that they're doing with the reports on different countries, and we have a lot of good learning stuff that's going on. I always brag on Parent Link.
And tonight is no exception. PTA wanted me to send a message out about PTA meeting tomorrow. I sent it out within 20 minutes. We had 89% of our parents contacted about the PTA meeting. And it's nice that you can set that at your computer and watch this. It's a pie chart. Starts with no messages delivered, and then it just goes on and gives you the percent, how many, and the percent. And it will continue to try to send these messages up until 9 o'clock tonight, and it stops. So even though we've only got 89% delivered, it's not stopping. It's going to continue to try and deliver these messages. Have good support from the maintenance department. We had a water leak out here. That's why the driveway is blocked off. And they spent their cold Saturday, the day before the big storm, working in the wind and cold, preparing the water leak. They got so to get water back to the building, but there's still more repetitive tests to be done. And been waiting on weather. Now I'm not sure what we're waiting on, but it's nice to have that crew and the way they respond, and just it's a good atmosphere. I really appreciate it. Yeah. And then I appreciate the district office. There's always good support there. So that's all I have. Unless you have any questions.
Any questions? We'd just like to thank you. I know that there's a lot of great things that happen here. Appreciate your responsiveness to help people learn and help teachers learn and help students learn. And thank you. And thank your staff for all that they do in the school. Appreciate that. We'll go ahead and have the superintendent's report.
Well, it could be really short after last night.
That's good.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go right on.
Okay, I'm bringing this over now. School Board Association meeting last night, report on the legislative items. Back then, is what I report on, but at this particular meeting, since the legislature just ended, there were about 55 education bills that were passed. Typically, there's about twice that many, but you know, in years when there's no money, they're trying to figure out what to do with themselves as far as education is concerned. And Jim's talking a bit about, in general terms, what financially is the situation with the legislature. There were a number of bills that were passed, and I think I sent you a booklet that has has all of the education-related bills that passed. Some of them have no impact on us at all, and others will require some policy change. One of those that requires a policy change is House Bill 42 that has to do with allowing the school district to extend the period of time that an employee could be on provisional status up to 2 consecutive years. And I have given you a copy of two policies that would need to be revised. I'm not coming here tonight to have those approved, but just have you look at them for perhaps next month, in case there's any input that needs to be given on this. But in order for us to use that provision of the law, the policy has to be, it has to be in policy, in board policy. And I know that there are a number of reasons that we would consider that, but I have listed in this policy revision three. One of those, and I really see this as a positive thing in a lot of ways. Typically, I think that you would, by the end of the third year, you would know whether an employee was going to be successful or not. But on occasion, you have perhaps an employee that if they were given just a little bit of additional time, could be successful and a little bit of additional help. So I've listed three there. One of them would be an educator or an employee, basically, depending on which policy you look at, whose contract may otherwise have been non-renewed, could potentially succeed if they were given additional time assistance. Another might be if the employee had a health condition that may have interfered with their ability to be successful, and with additional time they could succeed in their job assignment. And the third would be to take to remove the total decision from one person's decision-making process. It does say with the approval of the superintendent and employee's immediate supervisor, if they recommend that they be rehired the next year as a provisional employee, and if the superintendent concurs in that, then that particular one could capture a lot of different reasons based on their, based on the employee's evaluation. And but I'm certainly open to other ideas. I don't know if you want to make it too detailed, but other ideas on why we would use that. I think it's a, I think it could be a positive thing for employees. On the other hand, I also don't want to use the policy to prolong the inevitable if you have an employee that's showing very little progress.
Right.
So, but we do need to. So I'm giving that to you to look at. I gave Kim a copy. Jackie, Support Staff Association, has a copy of that to look at, and I will bring it back in the May board meeting for a final approval on. But if you have any input that you want to give or if they want to give, I'll certainly, you know, email that to me, and I'll, we'll look at it during this next month. But that has to do with House Bill 42. And there are a couple other things that happened that did pass, some that didn't, but one of them eliminates the UBISCET test for 2 years, the requirement to give the UBISCET test for 2 years, which has an impact on more than just 2 years of students. It actually has an impact on about four years of students. This year's seniors will have to have passed the UBISCET in order to get the basic diploma without the notation on there that they didn't pass all of the subtests of the UBISCET. And then for two additional years, but those kids will be coming into 10th grade, 9th grade for the next couple of years. It will have an impact on them also. So I personally, my own opinion is that I think that, and I should be wrong, and sometimes I am, but I really think the UBISCET is going to go away with this. I think at a certain point when the legislature revisits this after 2 years, the state office or state board will have developed some other kind of exit assessment or some other way to look at diplomas. And so I'm not sure that the UBISCET in its current form will ever come back. Maybe it will. But for 2 years, it would be eliminated. And also, the requirement to give the core test to second grade has been eliminated. They did that with first grade a year or two ago. The problem is with our K-3 reading program, we still have to give that assessment in order to determine progress in reading for our K-3 reading program. So what we end up doing is giving that assessment anyway, the reading part of it, the reading part of the core test anyway. We end up copying that and giving it anyway. But. And then, of course, there were a couple of bills on retirement that will have a big impact on employees. Senate Bill 150 was the one I talked to you about that would have required us to retain or have students not advance to the next grade level unless they were reading on grade level. That law comes up every year, but it was modified, and that law did pass that requires notification to parents if a child is reading below grade level before mid-year. We have to notify before mid-year if they're below grade level in kindergarten or in first, second, third grade, and also what remediation programs are available. Obviously, it's good practice to notify parents if their children are reading below grade level, which I think we try to do. And we have a lot of programs that we work with students through Title I, through Resource, through our K-3 reading program, our extended day kindergarten programs. But I think the intent of this law is that we begin to look at after-school or summer programs which require funding which the legislature did not provide. So there was no additional funds with that one, but that's another bill. Other than that, I won't go into any more detail on the legislature. I might say this, that there were some capital outlay equalization bills that started out in the legislature. They did not get through the legislature, but we anticipate in the near future probably the next year there will be some kind of equalization with capital outlay. If they can figure out a way to do it and have a public uprising. It's one thing to equalize income tax, which is your basically your minimum school program, and it's another thing to equalize property tax, where it's based on the assessed value depending on where you live, and that's a little harder to do because if they do that, they're going to have to equalize the tax rates that you charge on property tax, which in Emory County, those are not very, we're not at the maximum. And so if we, in, what it would mean is that we would end up raising the property tax rates, and then that money was generated and that will go somewhere else. And I don't know how happy people are going to be with that. That will be something that will be coming up in the near future. I've given you some information on projected enrollment. Appreciate Jeff working on this, particularly last year. You recall we were up 60 students in the district, the first time in about 15 years that we had an increase, significant increase in enrollment. According to the projections we have right now, and that's taking our current our kindergarten registration and our current enrollment and comparing that with last October 1st of 2008-9. We're actually down 7 students. We'll be down 7 students in enrollment, which I guess you could say is about a break even as far as student enrollment. That's the good news. The bad news is that with funding, you're always a year behind. So the 60 new students we got last year, well, we will not get funded for because there was no enrollment growth funding. So first time we had enrollment growth, they didn't fund growth. So we will not get additional money for those 60 students, which, if you look at the WPU and add-ons, is a significant amount of money. 150 to $200,000 we don't get to educate those kids. So with that, I'll stop.
Appreciate that. I was just reading of other states and their plight. I think Kansas City that had 29 school district schools that would have to go, and I think Detroit had 44. I think we can be very grateful for what has happened in our state. I think we are very fortunate. There's going to be some tightening, that's for sure, but we came out, I think, better than we expected. So, thank you for that report. Appreciate that. Jared, are you ready for your the business administrator's report?
Yeah, and I'll try to be quick.
You can do it as long as you need.
Just wanted to comment a little bit on the legislative funding. We've had a little bit of time now to kind of see how it all trickles down into our district based on the laws that were passed, to kind of paint the big picture of in terms of what's changed for next year. This year, well, in the past, districts have received what's called a Social Security and Retirement budget line of a certain amount of money. And what kind of happened this year is that almost that entire budget, which is substantial statewide, was replaced with the ARRA funding. So we still received a pretty big amount of that, but it was all this one-time federal funding. And that obviously goes away for next year. The legislature did replace the same amount of money into that line. They're not calling it Social Security and Retirement anymore. It's going to be called a flexible allocation line. But then they took, this is $280 million statewide to replace that funding ongoing. Then they took about $35 to $40 million of that and put it back up into the WPU to make it the same next year as it is this year. Hopefully that makes sense. I'm not sure. But so what we're left with is a WPU that will be the same next year as it is this year, but a pretty significant reduction in that Social Security and Retirement line. And the net effect of all of that, from what I'm projecting, is about a $200,000 loss for the school district. We do, if you're looking at it technically, we do actually gain growth money. I know the superintendent just said we don't, but we really don't, because the money that was used to pay for growth was taken out of another line. So, I mean, it all washes out.
They funded the WPU at the same level, but took it from another line that's also funded by the WPU.
Yeah.
So kept the WPU on the same thing, but from somewhere else to do that. So,
yeah, to kind of summarize that, our growth funding that I was projecting was about $200,000. And the amount we lost in Social Security and retirement, or the flexible allocation, was about $360,000. So it's a loss of $160,000 to the school district overall. So that's kind of the overall budget picture that we're looking at. Other than that, there were a lot of minor reductions or changes in some of the programs, but nothing that I would view as substantial or that really changes the big picture. One other thing, however, that is that we are going to have to work to figure out is that the retirement rate was increased by 2.1%. And that doesn't mean we paid 2% more than we paid this year. It's that for all wages, we paid 14.3% of wages into retirement to the pension. And next year, we'll be paying 16.3%. So, you calculate that out, and district-wide, we're probably looking at about $230,000 to fund that. We were hoping that the mandatory contribution into employees' 401ks of 1.5% would no longer be required, so that it would kind of mostly wash out that funding increase for districts, but that didn't happen. So we'll be working to figure out how to fund those things that their mandates, so we'll have to do them. As I said, other minimum program reductions of about 2%. So that's kind of what was handed down from the legislature. Our state funding is about 40% of our total funding for the school district. So, this amount that we're talking about is 40% of our budget. It's not our whole budget. But our local taxes and federal revenues should be equivalent next year to what they are this year. So we'll work through those things. Superintendent talked about the equalization bill that were not passed. We'll continue to watch those, but I tend to agree that something's going to happen. They've been talked about every year since I started, and I think that will continue to happen. That's all.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Are there any public comments? Anybody?
I have a comment about the new district. Mike has been about it. Mike
okay.
Was at school.
You wouldn't know.
When we talk about it, it says that on a diploma, employers or schools never ask for a diploma. They ask for the transcript. And the transcript, for that group of that four-year period of kids, it's forever on the transcript, and it's not just posted that they did pass this or they did pass that. It's posted that every attempt they made. So they have five chances, so there's where you list it, and it shows all the dates and attempts they made, and they pass each section. So for employers to get that, it might be misleading to them, because it might be the student just doesn't test well, but they're very good workers anyway. In my opinion,
we washed it off the transcript, but you can't get it off there. And once they graduate, they're
out of 50, you can't
change the transcript.
It'll be there.
It's there. I didn't realize
these attempts
was recorded on the transcript.
So what about
these next 2 years? Will it be on there?
Well, I don't think that's something the state office has really worked through yet, how they're going to be able to deal with all of that. I don't think the state office, this is so new that I don't think that they've worked through all of the details of how that will.
Yeah, I haven't realized that.
The transcripts are statewide, state generated. I mean, they're on the FIS system, they're state transcripts. They'll have to work through that somehow.
Thank you. Thanks. Thought about that. Any other comments? I think we have some items for a closed meeting.
Yes, we have some personnel issues, and we have an appeal of a decision that was made concerning a student that the board needs to listen to.
I move that we move into executive session for those reasons.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all.
Something that's really close to me? I don't know. Well, yeah, there's some trees.
You don't have to worry about Will. You can do it for you. Appreciate that. Take that.
Maybe all we can do is go through this
appeal report,
and those that need to leave can leave, and we can go on with the other items.
Okay.